להגיד, להגיד בבוקר חסדך. להגיד, להגיד בבוקר חסדך. להגיד, להגיד בבוקר חסדך. ומונחה בלילות, ומונחה בלילות. להגיד בבוקר חסדך.
שלום, הקבוצות התורניות היום הן אסיה.
Hello, tens and duty. Groups and duty today are Asia, Africa, and the Turkish Kli. And let's hear from Asia, please.
Boker tov.
Good morning. Our sages said, when the month of Adar enters, you should increase in happiness. And we asked, what does it mean to increase in happiness? Meaning that happiness is a result of a certain reason. If so, what is the reason that we can awaken the reason so it would bring us happiness? And accordingly, the meaning is to increase the walking on the right line, called wholeness. And a person is in a state of wholeness, and this is called equivalence, meaning that the whole, who is man, is now cleaved in the whole. As it's written, the blessed cleaves to the blessed, and the cursed does not cleave to the blessed. Again, our sages said, when the month of Adar enters, you increase the happiness. And we asked, what does it mean to increase the happiness? Meaning that happiness is a result of some reason. If so, what is the reason that we can awaken that reason so it would bring us happiness? And accordingly, the intention is to increase the walk on the right line, called wholeness. And a person is in a state of wholeness. And this is called equivalence, meaning that the whole, who is man, is now cleaved in the whole. As it's written, the blessed cleaves to the cursed. I'm sorry, blessed cleaves to the blessed, and the cursed does not cleave to the blessed. Niall.
Good morning, friends. It's been a week since I'm back, and from the Congress in Israel, and I really miss everybody so much. Since the moment I left Petah Tikva and I got on the plane and I started coming back here to Hong Kong on a 20-something hour flight, I've been thinking of just everyone. It's been a tough week being back. You know, the initial sensation was this sense of loneliness that I felt like, you know, that I could only connect virtually and that it was hard to just, you know, always just walk out the door and meet some friends and talk to them about anything right away. But then since the first day I got here, all the friends, all the brothers of my 10, all the brothers who come to the morning lesson every morning held me up through the entire process. No matter what would happen every day, I knew that if I would just come and meet my brothers and listen to them and realize in front of my eyes what giants I have in front of me, then everything would be all right. Any distraction, any thing that my ego would throw at me in its many different forms couldn't compare. And 1 week later, I'm still here. I wish to keep it this way forever. I love you all so much, and I just wanna give everyone a big hug, and thank you for coming to the lesson with us every morning, and always being here and staying together in this one common goal, one common desire we have. Can the friends from Turkey, yeah, thank you.
Active workshop question. How can we feel joy from our common work during the morning lesson? Again, how can we feel joy from our common work during the morning lesson?
If we melt, dissolve into the ten, enter into one another, and come close as much as possible to the state of prayer, asking from the bottom of the heart about the connection, surely it will bring happiness. Next, yeah, the key is the connection and gratitude for the friends, and say thank you that we're sitting here.
You can
always add gratitude, great privilege. How huge is the Creator and our teacher, and the friends are great, and we have an opportunity to do the work together in joy. Smile. Remind one another whom are we working for. We have the privilege through the text and the society and Rav's lesson to be in contact with the Creator. Next, yeah, rejoice in the opportunity we received to gather here and try to connect together and exercise our demand for the friends, for the world, in order to delight the Creator. Next. Precisely. Also, why during the morning lesson? Already now, we have to enter the lesson in a state of happiness. And everyone is very happy from having an opportunity to perform the most exalted action and reality that a person can get to. And we're here, realizing it, exercising it, breaking our hearts on one another. We ask to be a worthy vessel to the light, the Creator. Nothing can be more happy. Next, I don't like to talk, you know, for nothing or act for nothing, but the morning lesson is the most joyous event there is. This is the free choice of a man. You have to go to work, you have to go to a family. The morning lesson you don't have to go to. If you came here, it means that you receive a certain fulfillment. There's a decision a person makes. That's the happiness we have here. Next. It's like a scrutiny of the next degree that each one can do at any moment. How do I take what I have now and I rise above everything towards joy, towards justification, towards this place where I know that everything is for the good, and I want to bestow contentment back to the Creator without pretense, without complaints, only to devote myself. If I can rejoice from it, all the more so, I'm in the right direction. Next, I heard one of the lessons that true happiness can come from the greatness of the giver. So if we continue to pound on the greatness of the Creator, we'll have happiness. The greatness of the giver, of the Creator, is the greatness of the friends, of the quality of bestowal between us that we discover in the friends. This is through the work between us according to all the rules. Not to lean back, but to actually exert, make the effort to be in inner connection, be impressed from the friends more, subjugate the ego, then we'll have joy. Next, I would add something else. Even if we don't have happiness, we're happy that we were given the opportunity. We're happy we're given to see reality, to serve Him. We'll do everything we can to contribute, to add to the connection between us. Reader, Africa, please. Africa.
For a silent workshop, how as a 10 can we be adhered to the whole and ask for connection for humanity's benefit, and by doing so bring in contentment? Again, how as a 10 can we be adhered to the whole and ask for connection for humanity's benefit, and by doing so bring in contentment?
La 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 la